There's been a sea change in how we think of sexual harassment, but has it been enough? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kate Mann, assistant professor of philosophy at Cornell University, discusses why our attitudes are still not where they need to be.
In the wake of the hashtag MeToo campaign, we must ask ourselves the question, how have we contributed to the silence surrounding sexual assault and harassment? And often the answer is that we only believe the victims we want to. And conversely, we only heed the evidence against those men we're not invested in believing in. It's very easy to condemn the likes of Harvey Weinstein now. A few months ago it wasn't, and with regard to many serial sexual predators and other perpetrators, it still isn't and never will be. So consider how you think about the Harvey Weinsteins of the world whose reputation is still intact. Or who's your boss or your colleague, or a friend or family member, or favorite sports star, or a public figure you admire, or just somebody you currently think of as a good guy. Often in such cases, victims are silent because they correctly anticipate we'll choose to avert our eyes from the evidence of his wrongdoing, or indulge in what I call himpathy, that is, an excessive sympathy for privileged male perpetrators with ostensibly bright futures. Some people also find spurious reasons to suspect her of having nefarious motives, accuse her of playing the victim, engage in collective retaliation, or erase her from the discourse altogether. We are not in the dark simply because his victims are silent. Often, they are silent because we choose not to believe them. Yet more bitterly, we do believe them, but just don't care sufficiently to change our attitudes or actions towards the perpetrator on that basis. The majority of Americans believed that Donald Trump had a long history of sexual assault. Many of those in that majority just didn't care enough not to vote for him.
That was Kate Mann of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.